As we learn Parashas Netzavim in these days, as we approach the Yom HaNeroim, as we approach time to do tshuva, this Parasha very much teaches us the circumstances which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for us to have the opportunity to do tshuva. The Pasuk begins this week's Parasha, Atu Netzavim HaYom Kolchem, we all stand in front of Hashem. And the Medrash quotes the Pasuk that says, Hafoich Rishoyim Ve'enam, we turn around and the Rishoyim no longer exist, obeys Tzadikim Yamod, and the houses of the Tzadikim remain forever. And of course, we need to understand, what does this Pasuk mean? And most notably, what is the connection between this Pasuk and Parshas Netzavim? So the Ksav Sofer explains, David HaMelech was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hafoich Rishoyim, let us look at the Rishoyim. Let us look at the behavior of the Rishoyim. And by observing their behavior, we learn how we are not to behave. Hafoich Rishoyim, turn around to look at the Rishoyim, the Einam, and see how meaningless their lives are. That encourages us to live a proper life and to have Beit Tzadikim Yamoid, to have homes that we will be able to have children and descendants who are truly Tzadikim. And that's what the Pasuk says. And that's the connection to Atam Netzavim Hayoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atam Netzavim, you stand in front of me, you stand in front of me, in front of, as we approach Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim, the Medrash says, refers to Rosh Hashanah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you opportunities as you approach Rosh Hashanah to observe what's going on in the world. And by observing what's going on in the world, it will spurn you to do and live life properly and to live tshuva. And the Pasuk indeed in our parasha says, V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. And the question is, what does that Pasuk mean? What is causing us V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha? And the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that presumably it's going back to what we said earlier in the parasha, V'hayu kiyava alecha kol advar me'ela habrocha v'aklola. The bracha and the klala cause that v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, that we should do tshuva. So it's well understood that the klala, a person suffers, and when a person suffers, it causes him to think, why am I suffering? It causes him to do tshuva. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma teaches us, Yisurim Memarkin Avanoisev Shel Adam, that a person's Yisurim, the person unfortunately suffers difficult times, they cause to cleanse any Averis that he may have had. But the question is, that's klala. It's understood that klala makes us do tshuva. But how does bracha make us do tshuva? And the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his infinite wisdom and in his infinite rachmanis creates the perfect situation and creates the perfect circumstances that we should be in the right frame of mind to do tshuva. For he explains, bracha alone, when a person is successful, unfortunately, that doesn't necessarily cause a environment that the person should realize that he wants, that he should do tshuva. But on the other hand, klala, when a person is suffering, instead of it causing him to want to do tshuva, it can maybe cause him to have yiyush, to give up. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this perfect balance of bracha, but bracha itself, of course, is not a motivation to do tshuva, but not klala alone, because klala alone could, on the contrary, cause a person not to want to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this perfect balance, bracha v'klala. And that's what the month of Elul is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw that the Sefer Tveres Yisrael from the Chart Kvar Rebbe explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world times in the world and circumstances in the world and everything, that we should be able to do the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us with different organs of our body, and the way he created those organs, that those are the organs with which we can do mitzvahs. We wear tefillin on our heads, on our hands and our head, to show that what our hands and head here for, to do a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability and the need to eat, so we can eat kosher food, avoid eating non-kosher food. There are times that it's a mitzvah to eat certain foods. Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat a Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all sorts of different organs with which we could do mitzvahs. And certainly, there are times in the year. The Nisan is a time of Geula. As we know, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph teaches us, but Nisan Nigalu, we were redeemed in Nisan by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uben Nisan Asidim Ligol, and that will happen again in Mitzvah Shem and Nisan. Sivan is a month that's created for Kabbalah Satira. The Yontav Shavuos is in the month of Sivan. Tishrei is a time of Tshuva where we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, says that the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashri Ish Yireis Hashem, Ashri Mish Oisa Tshuva Kishu Ish. Wonderful is a person that does tshuva when he's an ish, v'loy kishu isha. And he explains, what does that mean? Person who does tshuva when he's an isha, a man goes out to meet the woman. Isha represents Tishrei. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and expects that we should make a move towards tshuva. And that's why the month of Elul, which, as we know, represents, the name Elul represents Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, that we, Ani L'Doidi, we don't have to wait for Doidi Li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur. But we should do tshuva when we don't necessarily have all of those days. We should recognize that every moment of our life and every day, and that's what Elul is for. Elul is not the yontif of the Yom Tovim. Elul is the time that we show that we don't always need to be reminded, that we sometimes will make the first move. And if we will make the first move, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us, Ani L'Doidi, if we will move towards our doidi, we will move close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pischu li pischu kepeschu shel machat, Chazal teaches, open up the smallest crack, V'ani efta lechem, and I will open up for you the bracha, karubais hashamayim. We need to make the first move. We don't always need to have circumstances cause us, motivate us to do tshuva. We have to look ourselves to do tshuva. And a person who lives his life that way will be always worthy and be zaycha to aksiva chsima toiva. Such a person will have the good fortune of doidi li, of having closeness to Hashem. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar, is the source of all bracha, somebody who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly be nizbarech, will certainly be blessed with gezunt, panosa, nachas, v'malah Hashem kol mashal s'libeinu l'toivah.